Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
One of these days, that canned announcer is going to have to get it straight. It's live from Austin, Texas, Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. Okay, again, we're talking with John McManus, of the John Birch Society, and Kelly Taylor. And Kelly, I wanted to give you a chance to give your 2 cents worth about some things that people can do to help stop this North American Union. What are your 2 cents worth on that?
You know I've been waiting for this opportunity.
Well, here you go.
My favorite thing to do is tell people, encourage people to do some things in their everyday, daily lives that can really strike a blow if enough people do it. And I know you get tired of listening to it, but here we go again. The first rule of battle, of course, is if you're in a hole, stop digging. And how do we do that to stop this influx of cheap Chinese slave goods that are fixing to create a tsunami of freight in our country? Quit buying them.
That's a concept.
Quit buying them. It is possible to have a China-free household. And it doesn't sound like it's a very sexy thing, but it's got a lot of teeth. And it's hard to get people to do that kind of thing, and it's inconvenient, and it hurts, and all that. But we need to really not support these barbaric regimes that are going to, you know, sell the rope, we're going to sell them the rope they hang us with. And the second thing, which is very important, is keep in contact on a first-name basis with your representative. You know, our guy is sick of hearing from us, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah, but, yeah.
It's an important thing, and I want to share some numbers with people here. It really takes so little to have an influence on your representative. At the state level, your state representative usually realizes he's got an issue stirring in his district if he gets as little as a couple of dozen letters from his constituents. That's 24 letters. That's not very much. At the national level, a representative pays attention if he gets 100 letters. And it's becoming more important even for those people who monitor these things and tell us how this works, that phone calls to the local offices of your representative, not the Washington office, but the local office, are becoming more and more important because they know they're more on the ground with what the constituents are thinking, and they relay the messages to the representatives in Washington. Handwritten letters are still given top priority by the offices. What do you think of that?
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. And speaking of phone numbers, I want to give out the phone number. We're going to be taking some phone calls here in the next segment or two. The number to call if you want to get involved, if you want to talk to John McManus, Kelly Taylor, and myself about this subject of the North American Union, the number is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 to get involved on the Alex Jones Show. Okay, John, what do you think about Kelly's suggestions?
Oh, they're all good suggestions. But, you know, reaching out to your fellow citizens is also very important, energizing them. And how do you energize them? Well, you energize them with a video or a DVD or a pamphlet or the copy of this magazine. Hardly anybody now doesn't have a computer. You could just tell all the people you know, look, hey, go to thenewamerican.com. You can download that whole issue of this magazine these people are talking about. You can find out whether it's a conspiracy theory or a conspiracy fact. It's certainly it's there in that issue of the magazine, and Kelly Taylor's article is one of the best in all of the magazines.
And I'll guarantee you it's a conspiracy fact. And once again, we're up against a short break here. And after this break, we will continue. Again, the number 1-800-259-9231 on the Alex Jones Show.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Once again, Bob Dacey, substitute hosting for the inimitable Alex Jones. You might want to check out his new website, truthnews.com. That's a great website to go to. But also, while I'm on the subject, what you need to also do is check out www.jbs.org. They've revamped that website recently. That's the John Birch Society website. And they have a news feed up there, and they post articles that the Birch Society considers to be most important to read. So if you go to www.jbs.org, you'll be able to look at the John Birch Society news feed. It's similar to, say, whatreallyhappened.com and Alex's new one, truthnews.us. So you want to check that out. Okay, we're going to be taking a few calls here, and we'll just see how it goes here. We have up first, we have Richard in Alabama. Richard, are you there?
Hi. One of the reasons that the United Nations supported our invasion of Iraq is that the UN claims a security interest in all of the subsurface Iraqi oil, the theory being that Iraq violated the United Nations inspection regime, and so Iraq owes penalties and interest, which will be collected in oil, and I guess they're astronomical by now. So wouldn't it be a good idea to just pull completely out of Iraq and give all the oil back to Iraq so the UN can't get that money?
John, you want to feel that?
Well, I've been asked on a lot of radio shows, what should we do about Iraq? And I always say, if we can get all the troops home by midnight, that would be soon enough.
Well, you sound like Ron Paul there, John.
Well, Ron's a good friend. I've been with him on many occasions. He's spoken at a lot of the Burt Society functions. And I agree with what he says about it. He agrees with what I say about it. And in fact, he was quoted in the New York Times Magazine saying, oh, John Burt Society, they're good people.
Richard, thank you for that call. I appreciate that. That brings up something.
Let me make a further comment to Richard here.
Yeah.
He said the United Nations, I forgot how he phrased it, but what he needs to know is that the day after we went into Iraq, back in March of 2003, our U.S. ambassador, John Negroponte, he was the ambassador of the UN at the time, he delivered a letter to the Security Council stating the Security Council resolutions that authorized, that was his word, that authorized what the United States was doing in Iraq. Now, there are people in this country who think that Congress gave permission to the United States president to do what he's doing. What they did was simply say, okay, you can do whatever you think, and so forth. Never mind declaration of war required by the Constitution. But the war was authorized by the United Nations, and so was the Desert Storm War, and so was Vietnam, and so was Korea, which is why the John Birch Society from day one has said, get us out of the United Nations.
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me, and I want to thank Richard from Alabama for that call. It also brings up a question that I wanted to ask John McManus. The Birch Society does not endorse politicians.
That's correct.
However, the Birch Society in the latest issues of the New American has been giving Ron Paul a whole lot of favorable press. How do you, explain the two different philosophies?
What we do is we comment on the news of the day, and Ron Paul's run for the presidency has been, it's already attracted a lot of the people that you never would have guessed. It is a newsworthy event. He has raised all kinds of money. He has attracted a tremendous following via the Internet. And for us not to report on that kind of a news event would be derelict in our duty. So we report on it.
Which is exactly what the mainstream media is not doing, being derelict in their duty, because they won't report what's going on.
Well, a lot of them won't, no. You have to search in vain almost to find Ron Paul's name mentioned in some of the big newspapers and magazines. But I think that's even changing because he has become such a force. Now, the Birch Society's attitude is we don't back candidates, we don't nominate candidates, we don't finance candidates. We don't have to tell our people who to vote for. They already know. Now, if we were to go ahead and endorse candidates, we would be violating our charter as a nonprofit education organization.
Okay, so what we're doing here...
Now, we might be nonprofit, but we've never taken the tax deductibility. We do not serve at the pleasure of the United States government, in other words.
Right. So basically, you're just reporting the news.
That's correct.
And very few people are reporting the news properly. All right. Okay, we have next up, we have Dave from New York. Dave, are you there?
Yes, hello. The first thing I'd like to say is the takeover is not inevitable. And the evidence of that is they wouldn't be trying to convince you that it's inevitable. They want you to quit. They don't want you to play. There will be no surrender, not now, not ever, and we can win, and you saw that we did win with amnesty, so it is not inevitable. They're trying to get us to quit. It's never going to happen. John, what I want to ask you is, the CFR has been around for a long time. They never had the power they seem to be getting now. Do you think it is the multinational corporation that's adding to this coalition that's giving them the boost that we're seeing now?
Absolutely. There's a North American Competitiveness Council that is part of the SPP. NAU structure, and the corporations, Walmart, Ford, General Motors, all of these big corporations, they've sold out. They don't have any loyalty to our country. Their loyalty is all to the bottom line.
So they're more of a factor, than you would say, than the CFR and the Bilderberg.
Well, most of the leaders of these corporations are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So,
but they never had this kind of power that they do now.
Well, they've always had a lot of power. They're coming more out of the woodwork now. You know, you go back to 1952 is the first time that the Democrat and Republican nominees for president were both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. That was 52. And almost every year since then, every 4 years when we have a presidential election, you've got a candidate from the Council on Foreign Relations or you got somebody who's surrounded by people who are from the Council on Foreign Relations. So I like your attitude about things not being inevitable, and I agree with you totally. But as far as the presidency is concerned, we say we take our country back through the House of Representatives.
Yes.
Now, Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House. If the House will not originate a bill to fund U.S. membership in the U.N., that's it. Or the Department of Education, or foreign aid, or undeclared wars. If the House of Representatives will not originate the bill to fund any of that, there's nothing the Senate, the President, the Supreme Court, or the New York Times can do about it.
Not even the New York Times.
Dave, power.
Thank you for the call, Dave. I appreciate
that. That was deliberately set up by the Founding Fathers, the House of Representatives, the most powerful portion of the federal government, if they have proper leadership and if they would exercise their power.
Yeah, and so that's another thing people can do is contact their local representative.
Make sure you get a good congressman.
Get your congressman and tell him you don't want this North American Union and you don't want this NAFTA superhighway and you don't want the Amero and you don't want all the other garbage that goes along with it. And believe me, they pay attention when they think you're looking. When they think you're not looking, they'll do whatever the heck they think is in their best interest.
Well,
when they think you're looking, they pay attention. They jump through hoops. I mean, look what happened 2 months ago when our article hit the New American Internet site, when we said that TxDOT's been caught lying about the NAFTA superhighway. They wanted to fund. They wanted the federal government to fund to let the states toll the interstate highways.
Yeah.
And when we put that out, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison herself went up there and said, "Oh, I'm going to introduce a bill before the Senate to stop the federal government from ever giving interstate highways back to the states so they can slap toll roads on them." I mean, when people are looking, they jump.
They jump. That's right.
Even that member of the CFR.
Yeah, even that member of the CFR. Thank you, Kelly, for that comment. Kay Bailey is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and she thought, well, this is a good idea to show that I'm trying to stop the tolling of the interstate highways and make herself look good. Well, fine, great. You know, let's put her feet to the fire and make her do it, not just talk about it. Because
you might remind your Texas listeners, since it's all about Texas, of course, right?
Of course. Everything's about Texas.
That although it's not quite obvious on the face of things when you kind of dig into the issue, which is what you and I do, constituent pressure was probably 100% responsible for our legislature backing off of the Trans-Texas Corridor this last session.
That's right. Absolutely. We absolutely got their attention. We had that big march up the Congress Avenue, the state capitol, and these big hearings, and everybody was mad about this Trans-Texas Corridor, and our local officials, the local legislators went, uh-oh, I think they got woke up. I think we better maybe do something about this if we want to keep our jobs.
Well, and Bob, you and I and many others were in their offices.
Absolutely. That is true. We go in there, we knock on doors, and we start talking to them, and actually we like to give them copies of the New American, as a matter of fact. Huh?
Did they put out the coffee pot for you and welcome you and say, please sit down, we're interested to know what you have to say?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, some. As a matter of fact, yeah. Some of them don't really care for it too much, but hey, you know, it's political activism, you know, one-to-one, face-to-face, is and can be effective. Okay, we have Dave from Tennessee up as our next caller. Dave, are you there?
Hello.
Dave, is that you?
It's me.
From Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Here's what I first want to say. There was a case in 1941 and the judgment by the opinion by the federal judge was that conspiracy can be a party of one who can or cannot manipulate the parties of two or three. So I think that your guest needs to research and find that particular case, because it doesn't need more than one party. It merely needs one party, and you can have your conspiracy.
Okay, interesting.
The second thing is that a few weeks ago I bought some socks from Walmart, and they gave me a tremendous rash on my leg. And I couldn't walk for 2 weeks almost.
Okay, Dave, we're coming up on a break. You want to hold that thought? We'll pick you up after the break. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Yeah, we don't want you to turn and walk away. We want you to get involved. We want you to get involved in saving your country, preserving the Constitution, preserving the Bill of Rights, preserving our way of life, preserving our jobs, our independence, our liberty, our whole system of government, where our rights come from God and governments are instituted among men to preserve those rights, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed. That's what we're all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's not rocket science. It's just basic Americanism, you know. It's the rights of man. in this particular case, the rights of Americans, United States citizens, to keep our experiment going and to keep it from being flushed down the toilet by the New World Order crowd. Okay, just before the break, we were talking to Dave from Tennessee, and he said something about he's had some problem with some socks that he bought. What was that, Dave?
It sounds kind of simple, but it's very, very basic, and it can affect, and it does affect every person in this country because we all buy from the same stores, whether it be Walmart, Target, Kmart, Sears and Roebuck, Penny's, Goodies, any of them. And I bought a pair of socks, and they destroyed my legs up to the sock line. And when I went to the doctor, they said I had Agent Orange effect. And I said, I've never been in Vietnam. Then I realized what probably happened. The Walmart buyer bought some socks at a price from someone someplace in the world who then shopped to make a profit.
Yeah.
We are the victims of that profit, and we are the quality assurance of Walmart when we put that particular item of clothing on. And when I went back, I took pictures, and I showed the Walmart people, and they said, we'll give you a product liability claim. I said, that doesn't help the child or the mom or anybody else who puts this quality, sub-quality product on. I said, there's no quality assurance of anything you get from anyone anywhere in the world, except if you buy in the American public. From the American public, you will get American goods in the American cycle. The next thing I want to throw up is, another idea on that is the lead-based paint items that we've had recently. But
I saw a cartoon in the paper the other day. It showed a couple of women looking at the toy store, and they asked the lady behind the counter if they can see the Barbie dolls, and she looks at them and she says, leaded or unleaded?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we've unloaded a lot of deadbeat, worthless machinery onto the Chinese who have only one customer, and that's us. And so if they want to debase the American economy, they also debase their entire economic structure at this point. And it gives us an opportunity to rebuild if we choose to. How has that helped or harmed the lower-income individual? Well, what we've done by buying from Chinese goods is that we've disabled the lower-income person from the ability to move forward in an economical way by destroying his ability to move forward into an industrially based society. We have moved that equipment overseas. Unless we rebuild, we go nowhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dave, I want to release you now. Thank you for the call.
Hey, Bob.
A lot of other callers. Kelly, I know you wanted to comment on that, so I was going to say, go ahead.
Yeah, Dave is my new best friend, right? he is so right. We do, as Mr. McManus said earlier in the last hour, that we are involved in a spiritual warfare here. And how does that relate to how we make buying and shopping decisions? Well, Dave just explained it. If we're supporting these regimes with our consumer dollars, what are we doing? You know, not only is China a barbaric regime who, you know, with forced abortion and infanticide and organ harvesting.
Yeah, don't forget the organ harvesting.
Don't forget the organ harvesting. How can a Christian explain that at the pearly gate if they're buying Chinese products? And if you're standing in a store, you know, having an argument with whether I should buy the Chinese product or the American-made product, and you're standing in a Walmart doing that, you got a whole nother problem. Because Walmart, in addition to just, you know, being the main China's main customer, is expending a fortune investing in the deep dredging of the port at Lazaro Cardenas in order to increase its ability to import Chinese goods.
It's absolutely true. Walmart, the Mexican government, and the Chinese are all involved in that port of Lazaro Cardenas. And as I was told at point blank range at the Texas Transportation Conference by the head of the Houston Port Authority, Tom Cornegay, he told me that port's going to have more capacity than the Port of Houston took in last year. It's going to be a monster. Okay, once again, we're up against a break, and after we get this break done and sell some soap or whatever, we'll be back with John McManus, the president of John Birch Society, and Kelly Taylor, a writer for The New American. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
All right, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show. We've been discussing the North American Union with John McManus, the president of John Birch Society, Kelly Taylor, writer for The New American, and I think we have Ray in Arizona up next. Ray, are you still there?
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Ray, what's going on?
Well, let's see, I got three things. Yesterday, I called MoneyGram to check on some money orders. I wanted to make sure they were valid. And immediately when the lady came on the line, she started talking to me in Spanish. I said, "Excuse me, you don't speak English?" "Oh, yes, sir." And of course, you know, she was definitely had a Spanish accent. I thought that was rather annoying but interesting at the same time. With United Nations, you know they're building a major communication center in Babylon, which is in Iraq, you know.
Well, they're building a lot of things in Iraq. They're building gigantic military bases because they actually don't have any intention of
leaving. I'm saying the UN is building a major communications facility in Babylon.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Some months ago. I heard this on PBS. Their perspective program on Sunday morning. I just happened to tune in and listen, and there it was. I thought that was rather interesting. I don't know, what is it besides telling people, hey, you've got a North American Union and they laugh at you, what else can we do? Just keep going after them. And
John, you want to feel that one again?
Well,
and, Ray, thank you for the call.
If you run into somebody who doesn't want to listen and doesn't care and so forth, then fine. And then go someplace else. Go to a stranger. You know, the worst progress you're going to make are people who know you, and they're going to say, how come all of a sudden you're so smart? You know, reach out to people in your community. Follow your money. You deal with a local baker, a local shoemaker, a local whatever. Go to those people. Say, hey, look, I've been doing business with you for a long time. How about you taking a look at this, too? This is important. Those people will pay attention to you. I wanted to also mention that he mentioned the United Nations facility being built in Babylon, meaning Iran. Excuse me, Iraq. The United States is building a huge embassy complex right in the center of Baghdad. It's going to be more than 100 acres, and it's supposedly got room for 1,000 desks. And obviously, we don't need 1,000 desks to have an ambassadorial post in any country. But so what's this all about? Well, it turns out that what it's about is that this is going to be the headquarters for the Middle East Free Trade Area, the only part of the world that doesn't yet have free trade zones that are compromising the sovereignty of nations, is the Middle East. And they're building this so that they can then begin to entice some of the other countries, including the oil-producing countries, into this new free trade zone, which will compromise their sovereignty and then make it easy for them to be brought into the new world order.
Yeah, you've got to merge every single segment of the globe into the new world order for it to become the new world order.
Right.
And you wonder where all the violence is in the world. It's where the people that are resisting it.
Right. And it's for this that 2, 3, 5, 7 Americans are dying every day over in Iraq.
Yeah, that's
it's absolutely horrible. It never should have been started. It was started on a lie, several lies. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There were no ties to Al-Qaeda. There was no attempt on the part of Saddam Hussein, as bad a man as he is, to harm America. All of the reasons that were given for this have been shown to be false. So now the new reasons are we've got to spread democracy. Well, wonderful.
Now, do you spread democracy at the point of a gun?
Well, even if you're spreading democracy, you're spreading poison. Our country's
true.
A republic.
That's true. Our country's a republic. Okay, we next have up on the line, we have Brent from New York. Brent, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Brent, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
First of all, I wanted to comment on the one guy talking about Agent Orange coming in on his socks that have been imported from God knows where, Vietnam or wherever. But I think that's what they talk about when they say the chicken's coming home to roost. if I ever knew what that meant, but that's what it means to me.
Well, what goes around comes around. I think it's another way of saying that, huh?
Absolutely. I had a question. You know, I'm in my 20s and I've been living in New York for 10 years, and it's been a strange time to be here. And I know I can tell you, gentlemen, or you know, more from the, you know, from the 50s or around the Cold War era. And I was wondering, you know, I'm Mr. McManus, I know he served in the military, and I was wondering what he thought about people like me that have grown up in my whole life distrusting the government. And I personally won't serve for these, you know, I don't even believe that these are sovereign forces that I would be enlisting in if I joined the military. And people from your generation that fought in Korea and World War II and Vietnam, they look at people like me and think that I'm a somewhat of a coward or anything like that. Or how do they feel about a lot of people in my generation that refuse to fight?
Well, I can't say I blame you. I wouldn't want to be part of building the New World Order for these people with my life on the line. No, I wouldn't want that either. But, you know, there are other ways of fighting for your country. And, of course, the way I recommend is to be involved in an organization that has a chance to be able to turn this thing around, that being the John Birch Society. It's kind of an army without guns. The ammunition we have are books, pamphlets, DVDs, and so forth. And yet,
the war is very much real, and if you're not part of it, we certainly urge you to become a part of it. You go to JBS.org or go to thenewamerican.com and get started that way.
Well, you definitely opened my eyes, and I've already checked out the website, and it's given me a lot of ammunition for thought. And also, I have been active the best I can. You know, I was one of the first in here in New York City to join the 9/11 movement out here. You know, from the day one, I didn't think you could fly a paper airplane into the Pentagon, and it just started from there. It just turned into a cataclysmic awareness of just how bad things have gotten.
Well, you know, you're like a lot of the young people that are signing up into the Ron Paul revolution, I guess he's calling it, and that's very, very helpful and very encouraging to me. That and the growth of the private homeschool movement is also very big encouragement to me.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the John Birch Society is becoming more recognized for what it really is rather than the caricature that's been placed on it, that encourages me as well. So there's a lot to be encouraged about, and we just keep working as hard as we can and praying as hard as we can, and we do it at the same time.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Brent. I appreciate that. It was Brent from New York. And next we have Raven from Oklahoma. How you doing, Raven?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you calling in.
I'm sorry?
Appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to make a distinction between free trade and fair trade, because I don't think it's been covered completely.
Go ahead.
In this discussion. Free trade is actually Orwellian doublespeak. It's not free at all. The people who promote this type of trade depend on quantity, not quality. So what they're actually doing is promoting disposable goods and disposable lives, because the people who work in the factories in these poor countries, their lives are not being benefited from what they do. They don't receive any benefits, and they don't receive any health care. They live in poor conditions. That type of thing. Now, fair trade is the opposite. It actually promotes fair health care, fair housing, fair wages, working living wages for these people. And those people, you know, when you buy stuff that is from fair trade, you know that these people's lives are being benefited. And they promote quality above quantity.
So you're saying that when you buy from communist China, where they have a bunch of slaves as their employees, that you are participating in a false free trade.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. She's absolutely correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You want anything else, Raven?
That's it. I just wanted people to understand the full thing about fair trade and free trade.
Okay.
Raven,
because most people think free trade means these people's lives are being benefited, and ours are too, and that's just not the
case.
Before you go, Raven, go to the computer and go to thenewamerican.com. Don't download the magazine, and you'll see an article that I wrote about free trade and fair trade.
I sure will.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, that was Raven from Oklahoma. And up next, I think we have Jim, but I forgot what state he's from. Jim, where are you from?
New York.
Jim from New York. A lot of New Yorkers calling in today.
Yeah, I guess so. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing all right.
And John. Well, the first thing that lady Kelly was right. I've been following this thing for 30. I was introduced to this 30 years ago. I used to subscribe to American Opinion before it was the New American, and you know, Spotlight, all that stuff. So I have a general understanding of what's going on. But, you know, the lady was right. Unless you're absolutely poor, buy American. The sites, you can Google it in on your computer, and you can locate sites from things like Carhartt's, the shoes that are all made in America, you know? There's a lot of products, and some of them are very competitive and good. In any event, what I want to say to you, Bob, yesterday I heard that guy John, you know, the misinformed guy?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Well, you know, there's a lot of people. Over 30 years, I've run into this. You know, my family, some of my family think I'm cracked, and that's their problem. You know, I said, well, don't come to me when, you know, the stuff hits the fan. But what I would have said to him is that this is the book that opened my eyes, Wall Street. He was falling for the false paradigm, left, right. And he didn't understand, which you tried to explain to him, But to me, what opened my eyes was, and it blew my mind, I didn't like it 30 years ago, was that Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution with Anthony Sutton. And it explained how monopolists, the capitalists, more money went to the Bolshevik. It wasn't a popular uprising of the people, a lot of nonsense. You know, so whether it's left or right, it really doesn't make much of a difference. My question to John, and here's what I see as a very big problem. A lot of people don't talk about it too much. These secret societies, okay?
Yeah.
I mean the Porch Brethren, down in the lower level. Okay, you understand what I'm saying, John?
Okay.
Yes, when I say that?
Yep.
Okay, there's a lot of people that probably call in from the South that are very nice people, but don't understand. Nevertheless, when you see, to me, a con game operates on larceny. If you're looking for something for nothing, which most of them, what it usually turns out to be a job or this or that. I've talked to black people at Blue Light, see the ring and all this stuff, and they're looking to advance themselves that kind of a way. And that may be as far as they go. But they're still soldiers and have to do what they want. And I am telling you, they're all over the place. I have friends that have, my friend's brother worked in homicide in Suffolk County in New York, and various other people I know. And it's all over like cockroaches. And these are the people that are going to do, like what these cops are doing, beating people up. They're not philosophical. You know what I mean? They just want to keep their job. They may be a little squirrely and amoral. How are we going to deal with this kind of a situation?
Well, there's more good people than bad people. That's my answer to you.
Yeah, but they're not lackadaisical.
Well, that's right. We got to energize them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you energize them?
I don't know. 30 years.
Fear is the beginning of wisdom. They said. Fear of the Lord, of course, is the beginning of wisdom. But fear of
that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
fear is the bottom line.
Right?
I mean, to me, you come from New York.
I did. I grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's where I was born. But that's where you lived your life. I mean,
no.
I don't care exactly the street, but I mean, you live in Long Island or upstate?
Where am I now?
No. You lived in Brooklyn, New York?
I lived out near Fort Hamilton.
Yeah, I know the area.
Yeah.
But in any event, there was a guy out here in the island had a chapter for the JBS, you know, over in Wyandanch, right, in a factory over there. Navy guy. But any which way, without people being educated, you know, I've heard Alex a few years ago, and I'm not saying this to Robert, he said, well, my grandpa was a so-and-so-and-so. You know, I think he thinks different now. You know, Tex Mars, what you think about. Everybody's got their own degree of extremism. But the one thing, when these people are grouped together like this, it's a very powerful bunch. You don't need that many people. It's like the sleepers they claim are in Oklahoma.
Hey, it works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works both ways. You got a powerful group of people. There are not that many of them. They're working for evil. You got to oppose them with the same kind of thing. You got to have a powerfully organized group of people working for good.
Right,
and it works.
And I'd like to add something to that, Jim. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. I want to comment on that. You know, I've been a member of the John Birch Society for about 9 years, and up until recently, I always felt like we just continue to fight, and we keep backing up, slow, you know, we're doing a delaying action whenever, backing up, and I kept fighting, kept doing my thing, but now I feel as though the tide is starting to turn. I feel like we are advancing, and the New World Order crowd is backing up now, and I think in large measure it's because of the American people waking up to this North American Union because it's so in their face. And, of course, the Birch Society is vanguard in this. I mean, they're right up there on the front lines fighting before just about anybody. Of course, I would put Alex Jones in that same category, too. But I think we're pushing them back. We're causing problems for them. We're no longer retreating. I think we're advancing.
Good for you, Bob. You're right.
Bob, may I speak to that?
Go right ahead.
I was thinking as the gentleman was talking that the same thing I said at our chapter meeting a couple of nights ago, that I am very encouraged, as is Mr. McManus, over how easy it is to get people to listen these days compared to 40 years ago. I have a kind of an unusual position of having been a de facto member of the Birch Society all my life. And the level of concern and awareness is very much raised over how little it was many years ago, largely due to the Internet, I think. but dedicated birchers who have kept in the fight. And you just can't go anywhere without being able to get somebody's attention. It's quite encouraging.
Absolutely. And that is a change. It is a change. I've noticed it, and I'm encouraged by it. We've been fighting this Trans-Texas Corridor thing down here in Texas, and we think we're the front lines of the infrastructure battle against the North American Union, and we have made some tremendous, tremendous progress.
And the rest of the country is grateful to what you folks have been able to do in Texas.
Yeah, you've got those people in Oklahoma up there marshaling to stop that thing if it ever gets through Texas. I mean, it's an awesome thing. Okay, we're going to be back after this break for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You
will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. And only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I be?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull out the plane and you and it could be interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show, the last segment. John, we're almost out of time. Any final thoughts from the president of the John Birch Society?
Well, the final thought is that America is worth saving. And it isn't going to be saved by people who just don't get involved. It's got to be involvement.
Absolutely.
Freedom isn't free, as they once said. Freedom is eternal vigilance. And all of these cliches, they're true. They make sense. So people who have been born and raised in this luxury that we have here in the United States, the freedoms that we still enjoy, they want to pass it on to their children and their grandchildren. A lot of them better get involved, and I mean fast.
Yes, sir.
Because we're running out of time, and the forces of evil are consolidating, and they have their plans all set. But they can be defeated, and that's
absolutely
the point that I want to leave.
All right. Thank you, John, very much for coming on the Alex Jones Show. I appreciate that, and he's absolutely right. You go to jbs.org, go to thenewamerican.com, download this copy of The New American, spread it out to everybody you know, because we are in a battle that we cannot afford to lose. This North American Union comes along, everything else is going to be nothing, because we're going to be gone. There won't be a U.S. anymore, and so you've got to get involved. And I want to thank John McManus. I want to thank Kelly Taylor for coming on the show. And lastly, I want to thank Alex Jones once again for allowing me to come in here on a relatively regular basis now and sit here in the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, fighting the New World Order, and giving Alex Jones, the info warrior par excellence, a chance to recuperate. He will be back on tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll be full of vim and vigor. And I guess what I want to sign off with here is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, Alex Jones Show, and saying death to the New World Order.
A copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.